Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Angel Answers. I'm one of your hosts, Liz Pfister, and I'm joined this evening by Mary Hernandez and DC Love. How are you, ladies?
Doing great, Liz. How about you?
Oh, I'm all right. The energy in the air has got everyone a little wonky. I don't know about you ladies, mm-hmm. but I'm not quite feeling myself.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely.
Well, that's all right. We're here together. We're going to just,
that's right.
You know, throw everybody a bungee, and we're gonna do great. We're gonna combine our energies. It'll be wonderful.
I couldn't wait for our show because I knew as soon as the three of us were together that I would feel better. I already feel more calm.
Definitely.
So thank you, ladies.
Thank you.
I have a tuning fork here.
Yes.
That's what we need.
Perfect. Yay.
Thank you. Thank you, angels. They just had me look across the room, and I was like, oh, wait, I do. Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
I know we always feel better when we have a little unanimous breathing and some sound therapy before we start. So why don't we all take a nice, big, deep breath in through our nose and let it out through our mouth. Another deep breath in.
Beautiful. That was amazing.
Oh, that was perfect.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow, Liz. I felt that in the third eye vibrating.
Oh.
Like it
I
was
felt
just
it
like
right out of my heart.
Yeah.
It is. That was beautiful. Thank you.
You're welcome. I feel better. Okay.
Yes.
I'll introduce myself and then I'll pass it on to you ladies. How does that sound?
Oh,
we can
perfect.
Get to the callers. All right. So I am Liz Pfister. I am a self-proclaimed spiritual guru. I have a list of things that I do, I feel like. but everything metaphysical and spiritual, I enjoy. I like to share. I like to learn about. So I'm a Reiki healer, an intuitive, a meditation coach, a card reader, a spiritual counselor, a card deck creator, an ordained minister, a radio show host here with you ladies, and I'm also a holistic center owner as of last Thursday.
Woo-hoo! Yay!
And you can find me on Facebook. Thank you. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram at LizP11Love. How about you, Mary?
Hi, I'm Mary Hernandez. I'm an intuitive empath with the abilities to communicate with spirit. I work with a variety of cards. I bring forth a channeled messages from either past on loved ones, and I also am a Reiki healer. I'm not sure if I just mentioned it. And I'm also offering one-on-one readings via my website, and I also doing numerology readings, which it uncovers your destiny and life purpose. So it's a bridge of who you are now and who you are meant to be or the potential to be. So you can book a reading with me, either finding me through Facebook and or via email at maryhernandez5252@gmail.com. And I do have a website through Wix site, but I'm actually updating it to make it easier for people to find me. And my website is maryhernandez5252.wixsite.com/theangelwithin. And it's T-H-E-E, Angel Within. But I'm trying to make it easier where you find me just going to The Angel Within. So that's why I didn't really want to mention the website as of yet, because I want people to find me easier. And how about you, CC?
Yes. Thank you, Mary. I'm an angel intuitive, a conscious channel, an animal communicator, a seer, a dream interpreter, a divine healer, also an ordained minister. And I bring forth divine guidance and healing from Jesus, Mother Mary, the Ascended Masters, my in-spirit dog, Ginger, and my not-so-divine guide, Joan Rivers. So that's a little bit about me. And with that being said, I have a little meditation, and I received it while I was sleeping. I was dreaming of a beautiful Christmas tree, and the angels were around, and they were doing a chakra clearing. And when I woke up, I found a beautiful pic of the Christmas tree that I saw in my dreams and how it relates to our chakras. So the angels gave me a chakra clearing meditation, and they asked that I gift it to everyone this holiday season. So here it is, because 'tis the season to clear your chakras. It's really important, especially this time of year. We need a little more holiday balance. And this is a fun little meditation that will have your chakras spinning and shining as bright as the lights on your Christmas tree. Close your eyes and breathe slowly in through the nose and then out through the mouth. Make sure your feet are firmly planted on the ground and envision roots on the bottom of your feet going down into Mother Earth. You now feel planted just like a tree. Next, we're going to focus at the very bottom of the Christmas tree or your root chakra. Breathe in the beautiful red color and affirm, I am safe. Now we move up to the sacral chakra. And we're going to breathe in the beautiful orange color and affirm, I feel creative. Once more, we move up, and now we're at the solar plexus chakra, our power center. Breathe in the beautiful, vibrant yellow color and affirm, I am in control. Next, we move up to the heart chakra, and we're going to breathe in the beautiful green color and affirm, I feel loved. We continue upwards once more, and we're at the throat chakra. Breathe in the beautiful blue color and affirm, I easily speak my truth. We move upwards once more, and we are at the third eye chakra. Breathe in the beautiful indigo color and affirm, I see with clarity. We now move upward to the crown chakra, which, in fact, is the very top of your Christmas tree. Breathe in the beautiful purple color and affirm, I am a divine being. Now envision your favorite angel, and we place that angel at the very top of your tree. And he or she is with you always, and they're going to remind you to relax and breathe. And now we are going to affirm, all is well. You now shift your focus from burdens to blessings. You are surrounded by light and love, and you are ready to manifest your desires. Consciously focus on what you are grateful for. This helps to raise your vibration and to attract all that you've been wanting. And don't forget to thank your angels. A simple thank you is all they ask. Have a happy holiday season, and please, once more, breathe in through your nose and then out through your mouth. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and gently move your arms and legs if needed. Okay, ladies, how do you feel? Your chakras are lit up just like a beautiful Christmas tree.
Beautiful. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, I mean,
that was amazing. Thank you.
Thank you. I love sharing. Thank you.
Yeah. Oh, I did a chakra meditation before we came on the air, too. So between that.
But you're all ready, Liz.
Yeah. Between those two meditations of the tuning fork, I'm feeling ready to roll.
Yeah, that's awesome. Sounds like a plan.
Yes. Well, with that being said, I'm going to read a card for the collective that I pulled out earlier before the show, and then we can open it up to the callers. So the card that I pulled out was from the Keepers of the Light Oracle deck by Kyle Gray, and Kuan Yin came out, and it's care and compassion. Choose to be love. Do what is right for everyone involved. Offer a helping hand, which that's what we're doing now, right? Showing love to one another and trying to help everyone. And the message is, well, I'm going to talk about her. Kuan Yin is a Buddha-like being and the goddess of mercy, compassion, and love. Though she's acknowledged in Buddhism and the traditions of China, she goes beyond religion and warms the heart of all who call on her. She has a strong connection to healing energy, in particular Reiki, and encourages people to offer care, forgiveness, and compassion to themselves and others. Compassion is about recognizing the spirit in others. It's about seeing that they come from the same source as you do. First of all, the Keepers of the Light want to acknowledge all the service and commitment you have offered to others. You are all love. If you are finding it difficult at this time with anyone at the moment, the best way you can move forward is to go beyond wanting to understand why or how they are the way they are. Just move beyond their behavior, mistakes, and challenges. This card brings a message of friendship and care, helping you see that those around you do have the best intentions, even if it doesn't always seem that way. Move into compassion and develop a greater understanding. This will elevate your spirit and connection to love. Wow, what a beautiful message. Uh-huh. Just moving into the space of love.
Yes, that was really beautiful.
I was going to say, Mary, I've been using that deck all week for my daily card pulls on my Facebook page. And it's been strong females all week long. Yesterday was Joan of Arc, and today I had Brigid, and then you pulled Kuan Yin. I love that deck, and it's just been really
a beautiful deck.
Big theme this week, I've noticed, with the cards and, you know, compassion and inner strength and those kinds of things. So interesting, you know, just what we're going to be moving into in the new year.
Yes. It's going to be beautiful. We're going to bring in new love and light.
It's exciting.
Yes. Well, are you ladies ready to open up the show?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. Okay. Area code 111. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello? Area code 111?
The Skype caller?
Yeah, I guess not. Skype? Nope. Okay, next.
Huh.
Okay.
So weird.
Okay. Yeah, it is. Let's see. Going down the list here. Area code 951. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name? Hello.
Nathaniel. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are
Hello.
You?
Good. How are you?
Great. You seem to have a bad connection, Nathaniel.
I just pulled over here, so I'm on the, let's see here. I can hear you, though.
Okay. Do you have a question for us tonight?
Well, I'm just looking for a new chapter in my life, so I'm just seeing what you see for me.
Okay. Well, Nathaniel, I feel like you're going to have some opportunities coming your way. You've got to stay positive. And,
right,
you know,
right.
Talk about what you want to manifest only in positive terms. Okay? So it's really, you know, it's really important how you phrase And, you know, you see that, you know, what you're wanting is already here. And, you know, and thank you. Okay? Getting, you know, you may need to work on your root chakra a little bit because I do feel like there's a little worry in regard to money. And I don't feel like, you know, there's any need to really worry about it, Nathaniel. But affirm, you know, you have what you want and say thank you, because as we're connecting, you have a lot of nervous energy, and it does create stress, okay? But you've got to realize that excitement and, you know, being nervous, you know, they're pretty close. If you're excited, it's more of a positive energy, okay? So see yourself as having what you are wanting, okay? And put your worries into the prayers. And when you call upon the angels, they're going to help you, Nathaniel. I feel like you need to relax a little bit more to truly help you. I was getting, you know, don't worry about money, Nathaniel. Okay, so I feel like, you know, there is a solution coming, but you've got to, you know, let go of the worry. And you've got to have faith that, you know, you have the ability to bring in the money. Okay? So angels are saying, you know, see money as, you know, energy. See money as love. See it as abundance. You know, it doesn't have to necessarily, you know, like monetary. Okay? And I'm getting, once you see, you know, money in different terms as well, you're going to be able to manifest a little bit faster, okay? Because this is going to give you a new perspective on, you know, what you are wanting, okay? I'm also getting, you know, you have the ability to share your musical talents right now, you know, share with others in the universe, you know, gifts us. So the bottom line is please do not worry about money, Nathaniel, okay? Like I said, you know, see it as abundance. And allow yourself to feel happy, okay? And just think of something really happy. Get in the zone and get rid of that, you know, the anxiety. And envision happiness that you want when you have, you know, what you're looking for, okay? So focus on the good. Have happy thoughts. Say thank you to the universe. I really feel like all of this is going to, you know, to get you where you want to be. A couple positive affirmations, and trust yourself and trust in your divine timing. Okay, Nathaniel?
All right. Thank you.
That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. God bless.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Hi, Nathaniel. It's Liz.
Hi, Liz.
Wow. I wasn't sure what, there's a lot of background noise. I don't know if it was, it must have been in D.C., I guess. It was crazy.
No, I think it was me because I was driving and I pulled over and I'm still on the Wi-Fi or the, is it, no, it's the Bluetooth on the car. So sometimes it doesn't work, but
deep breaths. I agree with DC. You know, take deep breaths. Don't let your thoughts run out of control. You know, our mind, when we think with our ego side, our mind gets carried away. And
it really causes us to be
anxious.
I mean, if
stressed.
You start worrying or thinking about money, and I guess somebody said your mind's a million light bulbs, I saw some monks. And, you know, we do have a lot of thoughts by doing yoga and stuff. And really, I really just kind of been procrastinating doing yoga, but it's it could be like a massage, too. So it's, you know, once you get kind of into it, you know, you
it's
can't
one
get
of my
out
favorite
of it. Or, you
things.
Know.
So I have two cards for you, and the first one is nourish your soul. We can grow our self-love and expand it. It is up to us to nourish this love no matter where our journey may lead us. When you are feeling lack of love, is the time you need to turn inward to discover something new about yourself. This is our strongest prized possession that can lead us towards an abundance of great experiences. By loving yourself, you will begin to unlock your greatest potential for happiness. So our natural state of being is to be happy. We're supposed to be here and be happy. Life is supposed to be easy. We've allowed generations and generations of thinking to make us think that we have to work hard for what we want, that we have to struggle. And it's not true. If we tap into our intuition, if we listen to our own gut, we're going to be led on a very easy journey and be successful and do the things that we need to do. So, you know, really love yourself. Love every bit of you because each of us are authentically unique and individual. It's what makes us who we are. And no two of us are the same. So love every bit of yourself. You are perfectly imperfect the way you were made. And the second card I got is trust. Trust your intuition, for it is your guardian angel. So, you know, again, just loving yourself, listening to that inner voice and that gut feeling and just going with it instead of letting the thoughts run away, letting things, you know, that our thoughts carry us off into another world sometimes, and they create.
They do.
They actually allow us to manifest.
It could be like Terror Alley. I mean, you can either, you know, have them take you to heaven, you know, or, you know, sometimes if you start worrying or thinking about things, it all just blows up.
Yeah. Well, and thoughts are words, right? And our words have power. So when we're thinking about something and we fixate on it, we're actually manifesting our reality. So we need to, you know, have thoughts and let them go. You know, if they're not thoughts we want, say, no, I'm not going to allow that to happen, and we move on. Because if we focus on it, that's what we attract. So, you know, really, if you're doing yoga, Nathaniel, if you just started or if you're thinking about starting, I would definitely encourage you to, because that's a beautiful time to, you know, connect with your mind, but to empty it, to, you know, to get rid of thoughts like that, to clear your head, to be, you know, to make your body feel good. It does so many wonderful things for you. Yoga is just, it's fantastic. I can't say enough about it, but, you know, I would definitely encourage you because it'll change your whole outlook. It'll really, you'll feel better every day. You'll feel less tired. You'll feel more energetic. You'll feel more fit. You'll feel more confident. So I definitely go get yourself some yoga. And that's going to be my message for you, to get yourself ready for the new year, Nathaniel, and I hope you have a happy holiday, okay?
Oh, thanks a lot. You're the best.
You're welcome.
Hi, Nathaniel. It's Mary.
Hi.
Last but not least, I got two cards for you that came out, but I was getting a few messages, like, remembering what Liz said, and I always say that every thought we think is creating our future, and that's by Louise Hay affirmations, the best Louise Hay affirmations of all time, basically. And I was just thinking that because, remember, if you're saying you're lacking money, then that's what's going to be happening. Like, if you say my bank is full of cash, believe me, money will appear from anywhere, like surprisingly. So just whatever you think about, you're bringing to.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So
I'm going to be moving into my $25 million mansions. What's that?
Yes, and put it on a piece of paper and say it.
Yeah.
Just put it out there for sure. I'm telling you, it really works. And you know, if you want to work with like patterns and letting go of any fear or past issues from past life, you know, I've been working a lot with in my course, and it's, you know, giving yourself love, saying, I love you, I'm here for you, and I will never leave you. Telling your body and your mind that, it's so healing, you have no idea how healing that is. I mean, and letting go of conscious patterns, you know, that are keeping us from, you know, manifesting what it is that we want. So I just wanted to let you know that. And then the two cards that came out for you, that flew out for you, is from the postcards from Spirit. It says, "Dearest you, there are times you get lost or refuse to see your part in things. Happens to everyone. Something feels familiar but thought of off. If you're feeling confused, it's best to throw away that map you're using, which only lets you navigate based on your past experiences. That isn't what you need right now. Instead, take a deep breath and open to the truth. A desire to stay in denial means that part of you doesn't want to be responsible for the pattern that's shown up in your life. Yet, this is the right time to wake up and start again. By the way, you will always get another chance. You have unlimited chances. Start all over again. We love you so much. We really do. Be gentle with yourself. Coming out of denial is like being temporarily blinded by super bright lights, allowing your eyes to adjust. Carry on, special one. A beautiful life awaits you. Loving you so much, Spirit." And it says in the back, "You are never alone." And that's beautiful. And then the last card is, "Dearest you, let us ask you, are you looking for happiness outside of your everyday, moment-to-moment experience, thinking you will find happiness out there someday? So many go chasing a magic it out there, but it never could be found. So we want to share a secret that shouldn't be a secret. You are pure joy. What made you is pure joy. And every time you wake up and even when you sleep, you have joy waiting to be expressed inside you. Joy and happiness and fullness come from doing joy, being joy, knowing it, cultivating it, and lighting it in your heart so you can share it. You must know this so when the time comes, you will fully free and joyful. And your joyful being and actions will turn into a beacon of starlight. Look within and be joyful, even for tears and loss, for they mean you have lived, really. Jump into it all and love every minute. We all love you like crazy over here." So bringing in that, you know, remembering that happiness is not outside of us. We are who we need to be happy for. You know, no one's going to make us happy. It's just us. You know, we have to love ourselves in order for other people to see and love us. So once we become whole within ourselves, that's when we start seeing all the love come to us from different places, different things. You know, some magical things just happening out of the blue, you know. But working on ourselves is the most important thing, and loving yourself and saying it's okay, I'm never going to leave you, you know. So I just wanted to say that because it's really important to love yourself and take yourself on dates.
I never thought of it like that. That's a good idea.
Yeah, I do that all the time. And then I go get, you know, a massage, a pedicure, a manicure, you know, just things like that. Just doing those things make me happy. And, you know, no one else has to take you. You take yourself on a date. There's nothing wrong with people eating by themselves. So I just wanted to say that, Nathaniel, I hope you have a happy holiday. And, I mean, we'll be here next week anyway, but just wanted to wish you a happy holiday just in case you don't call in, and a happy new year as well. And thank you for calling in.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Nathaniel. I'll place you on hold now.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay. The switchboard is acting up. Okay.
Yeah,
I kind of like took off PC and the numbers got mixed up there. Okay, let's see. I did see a new number call in.
I thought there was two, and now it seems to be gone.
Yeah, it disappeared. I'm going to try to pick up the 111, the Skype caller.
Okay.
Hello. Welcome to Angel Answers.
Thank you for coming back to me. I apologize.
You're welcome.
Hi, my
name
is Christy. My name is Christy. Yeah.
Do you have a question for us this evening, Christy?
Yeah, I was wondering if any messages come through from Spirit for me. Is that okay?
Yes,
yes, of course.
Yes, this is DC. Thank you for calling in.
Hello.
The first thing that I'd like to ask you, I was getting a reference to your diet.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Are you eating good? Because I'm getting, you know, to if you can afford it, to choose organic vegetables. Okay.
I've been changing
it raised,
my diet.
Or, you know,
your
spiritual frequency. Excuse me, honey, I couldn't hear you.
I'm sorry, I've been changing my diet and exercising lately.
Okay. I don't know if you have any kind of issues with eating, but I was hearing the paleo diet. So maybe just Google that and see if it resonates with you.
What's it called again?
Paleo, P-A-L-E-O, the paleo diet.
P-A-L-E-O. Okay.
That are good for you, and then there are others that are not. I was getting, you know, you've got to watch out for, like, acid-forming vegetables. And they would be sort of like beans and lentils, chickpeas, dairy products, too, are acid-forming, cottage cheese, milk. You know, butter, different things. So I just feel like there's something with your, you know, with your diet that needs to be changed a little bit.
Okay.
Okay. I would, what I would do is, like I said, look it up and see, you know, what you think of it. But I just feel like there's something going on, like in your digestive system.
Okay.
Okay, so
that
hold on to
that.
Because it came up, and I, you know, and I was just feeling like, you know, you have to switch something up with the diet. Other than that, I'm getting there going to be new opportunities coming your way.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and I feel like it's going to be something amazing.
Oh.
But the angels advise you to sort of think outside the box. Okay,
mm-hmm.
You know, follow your passion and, you know, let it guide you. What it is that you're wanting to do, okay?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Ascended Masters are with you, the angels are with you, and they want to help you. I'm getting that you're a light worker.
I'm learning different things, yeah.
Do you see yourself as like a teacher or a leader? Because I was getting those words as well.
Mm-hmm. I can see I've been exploring different options out there for me right now.
Okay. And I'm just getting, you know, stay positive. I don't know if you've been trying to manifest abundance, but I'm getting, you know, stay positive and, you know, see whatever it is that you're wanting as if it's already here. And if you have any fear, any doubt, or any worries, anything of concern, give it to the angels. And then they could take it and, you know, transmute it, okay? So you've just got to trust. If there are any doubts, again, you know, replace the doubt and fear with faith, okay? And the angels are saying, hon, you have nothing to fear. This is a time that I feel like, you know, that I don't know if you've been thinking about doing something new, but this is your time. Sort of to, like, think outside the box, something maybe you wouldn't have thought of before.
Mm-hmm.
And just follow your heart.
Okay.
Okay, so I feel like there's a lot waiting for you, and I'm getting excited because I feel like this is it's a great time. And I'm getting, like, you're going to have happiness, you're going to have fulfillment. And it's sort of like, you know, you want more than you've had in life. Is that the way you feel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just feel like I've been stuck for a while.
Okay, well, you're growing spiritually. And I'm getting you've got to let go of the past and, you know, and move forward, okay? So I really do feel like this is your time. And just, you know, envision what it is that you are wanting.
Okay.
You know, and when you envision something, you know, notice how you feel. Our intuition is in our stomach area, our gut area, and it feels like good and warm and things. And that's, you know, like a little nudge saying, yes, think about that a little bit more. Okay?
Okay.
So the angels are there to help you. They're going to give you some guidance, but they want you to start thinking about the future, you know, and the way you want it to be. Use your imagination. Have faith as you do it. And I feel like you, you know, you have a lot of amazing things that await you.
I just have to explore them, I think, and let me
Yeah, you
my
have
path.
To explore, yep. But you've got this amazing energy around you. And that's going to help you. So use that energy and, you know, just focus on what you are wanting. Stay calm. And it's going to be absolutely amazing. And you've got to call us back when things start to change, okay?
That's good to hear. I'm glad. Thank you.
All right. Well, so then I'm going to turn you over to the ladies. Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hi, Jessica. It's Liz. And as DC was talking, like, I got this. The feeling in my pit of when I get really excited about something and when something is starting to come together for me that I've, you know, kind of manifested. And I was like, ooh. So I got a card for you, and it's the only one. And I'm got three decks here combined together, and this is the only card that will come out. And it says, raise your energy vibration. When you begin to live in a heightened level of awareness, it is unlike anything you have ever experienced. It is a state of bliss. This feeling allows you to see the world from a new perspective of understanding and compassion. It is euphoric. So you're doing all this learning and all this educating yourself and, like, work. And guess what? It doesn't have to be. This is, like, I mean, this is work. We're working here at DC, Mary and I, but we love it. Like, it doesn't feel like work. So if you're working that hard, then you've lost your fun. You've lost all the, you know, the happiness, excitement. So back off a little and take the passion that you have for what you already know, the passion for what drives you to keep learning. You know, the excitement you get, like when you hear about something new and you're like, oh, I can't wait to find out about that. It's okay. It's okay to be the teacher and still be the student. So, you know, you're going to learn, you've learned enough to start teaching and sharing with other people because everybody's at a different level, right? So there's people that are nowhere near you and they just need a little bit of spark to get them going. And you have plenty of experience and knowledge already with what you know to share with them. So share your enthusiasm and your excitement about this because that's the stuff that attracts people to you. You're authentic and you're, you know, you can talk about something passionately. And, you know, and people see it, right? You know, when you talk to someone that just absolutely loves their job, they know everything about it, they just can't stop talking about it, and their excitement gets you excited about it. So the stuff that you already know, the stuff that you've already learned, take that and start using it. And guess what? As you start teaching it, you're going to continue to learn those other things that you're discovering now as well. But you can do both. You can teach the stuff you already know and learn more stuff. And then you have more to just keep sharing, right? So, you know, raise your energy vibration by doing the things that we need to do that, right? Like, we can take all the classes we want, but if we don't put in the steps of, like, a daily practice and meditating and connecting with people and connecting with spirit each day and, you know, all the things we need to do, then it's all for nothing, right? You can read all the books, but if you're not doing the practice, it's nothing. So start, you know, walking the walk. And
I think,
you know,
it does have to start with letting my negative energy go.
Yeah. Like, that's walking the walk, right? That's the stuff we have to shed. That's the stuff we have to work on. And it's constant. You're always going to have stuff that comes up that continue, you know, that where you have negative energy again or a negative thought and you work, you know, and now you know how to fix it, right? Or to take care of it. So you're going to work right through it as they come instead of holding on to them and letting them resurface later. Now you know how to process them. And we're a constant work in progress, no matter how long you've been teaching or a student or you know, stuff always comes up. But now we're better at it. Mm. Now we've learned. So, you know, as we teach, we learn too, and we grow, and we, you know, we have new experiences to share, and it's exciting. It never, mm-hmm. ever gets old. Never. Not one time.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, just get out there and start. Start sharing, because that's what light work is just sharing your story. Sharing your story, sharing your passion and enthusiasm for it, so that someone else gets excited and they want to work on themselves and they want to, you know, become aware and they want to tap into their intuition. You know, it's empowering mm-hmm. each person that we come in contact with to be able to do that. And that's all we need to do, just let them know that they can, because we did it. And look how happy we are. Mm-hmm. Look how good we feel. So you can mm-hmm. do it too, right? So stop holding yourself back. Just take the leap. You know what I mean? Because guess mm-hmm. what? The right people are going to find you. They're going to be in your path. They're just going to show up. And it's going to be perfect. So go for it.
I think that's the problem I have is finding the right people as well.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to just ask for them. Say, I need to find the people that need me. You know? Spirit, show me, mm-hmm. show me, show me. Tell me, tell me, tell me. You know, and let them lead you throughout the day to where you're supposed to go and what you're supposed to do and who you're supposed to meet, because they're going to be the people that you're looking for.
Okay.
All right.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm going to pass you on to Mary. Have a great holiday. Come on and let us know how mm-hmm. things work out.
You too, Nigel. Definitely, yes.
Hi, Christy. I've been waiting patiently. And I Good. I agree totally with both ladies. You know, we tend to wait for the right time to show or teach others or practice what we're learning in our courses, right? Mediumship courses. And what best way to practice and learn more than to connect? Like, you know, when both Liz and I started, over a year ago, you know, we were just new to this. At least I could speak for myself. It was just like a couple of months before. And, you know, it just opens up. Just because of your communication with spirit, it just continues to open up. So, and you'll be amazed at how much you got, you know, like just sitting still, you just keep hearing things, you know, like they send you downloads or talk to you and tell you what it is that you should work on next. Or, you know, if you don't get it that way, you can ask for it to come in dreams, and also keep a dream journal, which is really important. They want me to tell you that. Did you mention you had fear or negativity?
I just have a lot of, I feel like I'm stuck in life, period.
Okay. So, you know, this is the reason why Lady Portia came in for you, and it's a divine order, and I picked it from the Keepers of the Light deck, and it says, do what you feel is right. An important lesson is unfolding. So she wants me to read for you. This powerful goddess is a figure of justice and peace. She brings order and opportunity to every experience. As a lord of karma, she also regulates the law of cause and effect. She helps us recognize the impact of our judgments, choices, and actions on ourselves and the world. She is the twin flame of Saint Germain, which is the violet flame. So he's strongly connected to the violet flame energy. Oh, I didn't see that. Together, these twin flames can work as overseers of legal situations. Justice is an energy that's about honoring everyone involved rather than punishing bad behavior. Lady Portia helps us to do what is right morally and spiritually for our soul's growth. Right now, a call for justice is being brought into your space, even if this means you will lose out. There really is no loss in the highest state of truth. Act from the heart, see the other person's point of view, and surrender your pride so that you are coming from a loving space. If you'd made choices that weren't for your highest good, admit it. Through this honesty, you are releasing any karmic bonds or anchors of fear from your energy. Take the time to learn from this situation. And if you are involved in any legal issues, know that Lady Portia and the Angels of Justice are gathering around to honor everyone involved. So I'm not sure if you're, you know, have any legal situation, but I was really, like, chilled from head to toe as, you know, like, you know, when we make a mistake, it's good to own it, you know, and speak the truth, even if it's to yourself, you know, because it really helps release that and forgiving yourself. If you need to forgive yourself and that other person, because without that forgiveness or letting go, we'll never heal. So we'll never progress to the next stage in our life, you know, like whether obviously you want to help people because you're medium as well. So it's just, you know, getting to the next step is just releasing. And, you know, a lot of the things I'm learning in my courses, I'm trying to teach others is loving yourself and saying, I'm here for you. I will never leave you, you know. And the course I'm taking is William Michael Forbes, who's amazing. And, you know, he's helped us bring out unconscious thoughts and conscious patterns, you know, bringing them out to the open and healing them with just saying those three words, I love you, to your body just heals you. It's amazing, you know. So I don't know if you want to try that, you know, on your time, you know, and say that to yourself and bring in a call in love. To yourself, say, I love every cell, every molecule, every part of my body, and you'll see that, I mean, it's just an amazing change. It's transformative, really, I have to say.
That's probably what I need, I think, because I own my stuff, and I believe it's very powerful within myself when I do own my things, but I don't love myself.
Yes. And that's the most important, and that's why I guess I kept seeing I love you because I have this posted, I love you, you know, saying I love you to yourself and doing that mirror work, you know, looking in the mirror and saying I love you every morning. And, you know, mentioning now the mirror, Liz has a beautiful deck that it's the deck that you pick out every day and you write the messages on your mirror. You know, and it's beautiful messages, like daily messages that you pull yourself, you know, something like, I love you, you know, or something that you need to hear. And I'll let Liz say something about her cards. I know she has them on sale right now on Facebook at $19.95. So, and they're really helpful. I use them as well. What other cards are in there? I know it's like a daily.
Thanks for that plug, Mary.
You're welcome.
A lot of them are, they're very simple messages. And I called it the deck Daily Wisdom because when I first started designing it, my thought was that it would be for kids or teachers to use in their classroom, right? And it's messages that are just simple reminders of everyday simple things that we forget. So, you know, include everybody, you know, three deep breaths to recenter, refocus, and whatever. Realign. I'm trying to find. Give someone a compliment. You'll feel better than the person receiving it. You know, just really simple messages, reminders, like little pick-me-ups. Work together. We're stronger in force. Learn something new every day. You know, and just... you know, if you are reading the words, even if you're not saying them out loud, you know, because you think it's corny, you know, if you're reading them, you're still taking in that energy. You're still putting that out in the universe. So, you know, whether it's my card deck or any affirmation, any whatever, just like Mary said, anything you need to hear, write it where you've got to read it. Put it as a reminder to pop up on your phone three times a day. Like silly little things. It seems insignificant, but it makes a huge impact. And it's very transformative just repeating that to yourself, you know, or, you know, rereading it every day to yourself. It's such a tremendous impact because we are actually rewiring our brain to believe what that says instead of what we have been ingrained to know because someone else probably told us. A lot of times the fears and the beliefs that we take with us and hold on to are things that someone else projected onto us. They told us we weren't good enough or we weren't smart enough, and it had nothing to do with us at all. It was their own fear. So, you know, we have to reprogram ourselves to love ourselves and to live in the light. And that's how you do it, just repeating. You know, it takes 3 weeks to change a habit, they say. So 21 days of writing mantras on your mirror. I love you, I love you, I love you. For 21 days, you're going to love you.
Absolutely. I hope so. I get so emotional just talking about it with you guys right now. I just, I don't know.
Yeah, you need to release for sure, Christy. And you know, it's okay to cry, because even recently I cried a lot because there were things that I thought I had released and I hadn't. And I actually did that, releasing myself. And this is the time to release before the new year. So it's the perfect time, you know, to cry it out. You know, journal, you could journal as well, you know. And another thing I was hearing for you is being grateful. Like, they want me to tell you to, like, one, the first thing you do when you wake up besides, you know, just lay in bed and try to remember your dream, because they're giving me things for you to do, any dreams that you may have had during the night, and have that dream journal. Ask your guides or your guardian angels to help you remember your dreams in the morning so you can write about them, because believe me, they share so many things and so many, like, whatever's going to happen to you in the future, what, like, the story, they're building a story for you to see, you know, and live it out. So having that journal, dream journal, is really important. And they want me to say also the angel numbers. I don't know if you've been seeing synchronistic numbers lately, like 111, 1111, 333.
Mm-hmm.
You have. Okay. So they want me to start writing in a journal, in a separate journal, mm-hmm. what those numbers mean, at least when you could remember, because, you know, it's a story they're telling you. This is their messages to you, your guardian angels, your actual angels and guides. That's how they communicate in the beginning with you. And I still do it. I mean, I do it daily, because it's just amazing how they're guiding me, you know, so I still do
it.
And
write down the numbers or the numbers and what's happening.
Write down the numbers and then Google the number meaning, so that you can know what exactly they're telling you, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's
a
really
lot of times they're addressing something that you're fearing at the moment, you know. If you're starting to get yourself thinking in that, you know, lack mode, they remind, you know, like if you worry about not having enough money, you know, they'll send you a message that abundance is on its way, you know, through numbers and things like that. And I just wanted to mention, Christy, before you go, that the, you know, forgiving yourself is, we have to forgive ourselves, because we're only in this life one time, right? And we've never done it before, so we don't know how to do it. And we make mistakes. That's what the life journey is. And I always remind myself, you don't know what you don't know until you know. So until we've experienced something, we don't have any idea how it's going to be. And that's why we make mistakes. And it's okay, because that's what we're here to do. We're here to make mistakes and learn and to move on and try again, right? Because that's what we keep doing. We just find a different way. We go a different route. So, you know, don't hold too tightly to those things.
I think they do.
Yeah. Process them and let them go. Yeah. It doesn't mean that you're going to forget if someone did something to you, but forgiving yourself for letting it happen is the most important thing that you have to do in all your lifetimes, believe me. And it's, I mean, I'm speaking from experience, letting things go. So I just wanted to give you an example. So I've been seeing 222 a lot, and it's a divine sign So I found the meaning. It says, "Is the divine sign letting me know that a new cycle is about to start in my life?" So those messages like that is just confirmations that, you know what, even if you feel a little stagnant, the angels are telling you something new is about to start. So start feeling excited. Start feeling, you know, grateful, you know, and feeling enough that you are enough to be able to receive all these blessings that are coming. And I had one more card for you. I'm sorry. I just wanted to help you, and I'm sure the ladies agree that, you know, when we find, you know, someone needs, we'll give more attention, you know, because mm-hmm. I feel like you need assistance. So this last card says, "Dearest you, you have a unique purpose and destiny that only you can fulfill. But first, you need to know that destiny isn't a destination. You don't arrive at some special place where, poof, you're perfect and happy all the time. It's about establishing and firming up a commitment to a certain experience, whatever form that takes. Your soul knows what you need to experience. Your destiny is to be present to all of life's adventures, to discover your talents and full potential through allowing inspiration to lead you, and to risk standing apart from the crowd to listen to your soul. You are special as much as you are also, paradoxically, one with the world, individual yet part of a great whole. Both truths have led you to this moment where we are saying you are on the right track. Even if your ego self doesn't see that, listen to your spirit loves you so much. Life loves you. We love you." And in the back is a butterfly, which means transformation and celebrate life. And I am so chilled with that for you, Christy. So that's like the icing on the cake, really. You're going through a transformation, you know, and releasing that pain and calling in the violet flame. I mean, Lady Portia came in for you, and Saint Germain, you know, call both of them in, and they help with transmuting, you know, things that you need to let go of and transmuting them into love, you know, out into the mm-hmm. universe. So I hope you have a great holiday. Hope this really helped you a lot. And, you know, you can call the show or contact any of us, you know, through Facebook. So for an, more in-depth reading if you want. So happy holidays, and thank you again for calling.
Thank you. All that information was very powerful and emotional, obviously. thank you guys very much. I'm sitting here crying by myself. It's kind of silly. But
that's amazing.
Not at all.
I really needed it. I needed to hear something like that. I just know. I just got it. I don't know.
Well, good. Sometimes that's all we
need. Thank you. Thank you.
You're
happy
welcome.
Holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Welcome.
Okay. Thank you.
Wow, that was beautiful.
Yeah,
really beautiful. Oh, goodness, yes.
That was like an entire coaching session.
yeah, it was, right? Yeah, it felt really good. I love helping others, you know, because we all been through this. And, you know, we never, like you said, Liz, we never stop learning. There's always something new coming out or something new that we can each teach each other. So why not, you know?
Amazing. We're constantly clearing, and, you know, I'm sure even you guys, too, are, you know, things surface still that you're like, oh, I didn't know that was a problem.
Yeah.
You know,
just recently.
You clear it, and you're like.
I had anything to release, and all of a sudden, poof, I'm crying for an hour. So it's okay to cry and release, you know. We all have to do that to learn and grow and let go.
Yep, absolutely.
So are you guys ready to take on some other callers?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
Perfect. Area code 917, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yes, hi. This is Bryn in New York City.
Hi, Bryn. How are you?
How you doing? I'm doing okay.
Good.
I've been interesting things have been going on. I've been feeling a lot of release from my stomach, my belly area, and I know my father's been working with me on letting go of grief, and there have been snatches of time where I feel this grief and I allow myself to, do some crying. So I just wanted to get some commentary on that and anything else that comes up.
Beautiful, Bryn. This is DC. This show seems to be focused on love, and that, you know, love is the answer for you as well. I'm seeing your beautiful heart chakra, and you're just asked to be open to giving and receiving love.
Okay.
And you were talking, you know, about, you know, your gut area there. Well, that's where your intuition is, you know, and just trust what you're feeling. And, you know, listen to your heart as well to help you to have the wisdom that you need, okay?
Right.
I feel like, is there an issue, like, with a relationship?
Not in any relationship.
Well, it
could
be a relationship with you yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, there's always issues with the self.
Yeah, so that's what I was getting as well. Just allow, you know, yourself to receive the beautiful love. The angels are with you, and they want to bring more love to you, Bryn. And as they're helping you to heal, they're telling you, you know, you are safe, okay?
Yes, okay.
And it's safe to feel what you're feeling. Allow whatever it is to rise and feel it. And then, you know, you have the ability to also, you know, have it be healed. Okay?
Right.
And the angels are there. They're going to be with you, and they're going to help you to go through this process.
Okay.
Okay? I don't know if you like crystals, but I was getting rose quartz.
I have one. Yeah.
Okay, well, maybe, you know, connect with that, and that helps with the heart chakra. And it helps you to keep your heart open. Okay?
Yeah.
And to allow it to heal. And I was getting there's going to be many blessings coming your way, Bryn.
Oh, that's right.
You know, and just be thankful for all the blessings that are coming.
Yeah.
It feels like you've been going through something recently, and, you know, we still have, you know, something to be thankful for. So the angels are with you, and they're saying, you know, try to focus on what's good in your life instead of, you know, the things that maybe not as good at the moment. Try to stay optimistic.
Uh-huh.
Is what I'm getting, and have faith. I'm getting, you know, this is going to be healed, what you're going through. Okay, I see a beautiful divine team with you, and they can see things from a higher perspective.
Sure.
Okay? And I do feel like you're holding on to stress, and the angels are saying, you know, it would be a good time to take a little bit of a break, to relax, you know, treat yourself, you know, to something that maybe you have been thinking about. And, you know, don't be, you know, overly hard on yourself.
Yeah.
Okay, because all of the stress and everything is not good for your body or your health, okay?
Right.
I'm getting you need to have, like, a little bit more balance.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, and I'm getting, you know, just try to keep everything in the proper perspective. I do feel like if you've had any kind of financial issues, they're going to get better as well.
Oh, good.
Okay?
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, there may be things that you're doing that may come to an end, but they are doing that to make room for something that, you know, is meant to be for you. And the angels are saying, you know, Bryn, stay strong.
Right.
You know, and, you know, the choices that you are making are the right ones for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if others are, you know, telling you what they think or trying to pressure you, but the angels are saying you know what's best for you.
Yeah.
And make sure, you know, so at times do you give your power away a little bit? Because the angels are saying, you know, you've got to take your power back, Bryn.
Okay.
Listen to your true feelings. Listen to your emotions and stay true to you.
Right.
Okay, I feel like there's going to be, like, amazing opportunities. There's going to be achievement. All you have to do is open yourself up to all that's waiting to come your way.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah. Yeah.
I really do feel excited about what's to come. Okay?
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
And just, Bryn, I was, you know, connected with you for quite a while.
Sure.
And the angels are saying, Bryn, you, you know, you read people very well.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
do.
You can tell. Yeah, you can tell if someone's being honest, okay?
Right.
So just keep trusting your gut is what I'm getting.
Okay.
And connect with people, you know, that are upstanding like yourself, okay?
Sure.
Is
great.
What I'm being shown. The other thing that I was getting, like I said, this is a message of love. I saw Mother Mary come in, and I'm seeing, like, you know, I don't know if you've been worrying about, you know, abundance and different things, but I see a beautiful flow of abundance coming your way.
Oh, great.
Okay, so I don't feel like there's anything to worry about.
No.
And I'm getting, you know, you're going to see this because you've manifested it for yourself, okay? But
right.
At this time, the angels are saying, Bryn, you know, be very gentle with yourself.
Okay.
Okay, and it's sort of like you're releasing parts of you that need to, you know, to be released so that you could open up to the good that's coming.
Exactly, yeah.
And meditate and know that when you listen in silence, you're going to hear what you need to hear as well.
Okay.
Makes sense. Know that, you know what, the universe has enough abundance for everyone.
Right.
Okay? So make sure that you're not overgiving, okay?
Okay.
Because if you give a little bit too much, you can become really drained,
yeah,
and you could experience lack yourself, okay?
Sure.
So you need a little bit of balance in that respect. Okay, it would be like trying to breathe. You can't inhale without exhaling.
Exactly. Yeah.
Angels are saying, please don't worry about the future. You know, all your needs are going to be met. Okay. I don't know if you do any like sea salt baths or anything, but I feel like the water is very cleansing for you.
Right.
And
right.
It'll help to get rid of some of this energy.
Sounds good. Yeah. A good idea.
Okay, so, you know, just to get, like, rid of some of the energy that you're holding on to and to release your fears, Bryn, because there's something you're holding on to that's basically holding you back, okay?
Right.
And, you know, listen to your feelings and just, you know, listen to the highest thoughts that you have about yourself.
Okay.
Okay? And, you know, and then think about that, because you are truly amazing. Like I said, I've had the opportunity to connect with you, and you're absolutely amazing. Okay,
oh,
and
you.
The other thing that I was getting, I don't know if you scan your energy.
Sometimes.
Okay, because I feel like you need to start scanning your energy field. Okay?
So what do you mean?
Like
look for...
Were you here at the beginning of the show when I did the little meditation with the Christmas tree?
I missed it. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, you can go back in the archives if you'd like to listen to that as well. But it's basically looking at your chakras to see if some are brighter than the others.
Oh, okay.
Does that make sense to you? Okay.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you can work on the chakras that need to be worked on that are not as bright, okay? And intuitively, you know, what is it that you're feeling? Okay, so I'm getting, you know, to work with your chakras as well, and that's going to be very helpful. It's going to be very healing, okay?
All right, yeah.
So just know that, you know, like whatever you're feeling, the angels are saying, you know, it's not true, okay? The feelings you have are caused by anxiety, okay?
Right, yeah.
So let go, let God, and the angels are going to help you to stay more positive, okay?
Thank you. Yeah.
And, you know, being focused, like, on the material world is fine, but you've got to put your attention, you know, in other areas as well, because that's where the imbalance is coming from.
Right.
Okay. So you've got to be careful with that. The angels are with you, and they're going to, like I said, they're going to help you to get all those chakras back into alignment, and you're going to feel a lot better, hon, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
So that's what I have. I hope that it helps, and I'm going to turn you over to the ladies.
Thanks so much.
And have a very blessed holiday, Bryn, if we don't connect with you before Christmas.
You do too. You too, DC. Thank you so much.
Thank you, hon.
Yeah. Thanks. Yeah.
Hey, Bryn, it's Liz. And
hey, Liz.
I just want to mention on the chakra thing, if you go to my Facebook page and watch any of the replays of my Tuesday night singing bowls, or you catch it live next week or whenever,
you know, sound is another good way to tell if your chakras are out of alignment too.
That's true.
So if you tune in the beginning of every meditation, I go through all seven chakras and play the bowls individually. And if when you're listening to that, it sounds like the sound sounds funny, like it's uncomfortable or like it makes like a, I always say a wow sound,
right.
Or like a helicopter. That's a good indication that your chakra's out of alignment.
Okay.
So, but by, you know, tuning into that sound and breathing through it, the uncomfortableness, the sound will, it'll correct the chakra for you. So,
okay.
You know, you can let it do that. There's also, you know, you can find them on YouTube also, but I'm probably prettier. just teasing, but I have, you know, I have like almost 2 years worth of crystal singing bowls on there you can listen to, and no two are the same, I can promise you. But that's, I find sound is the fastest corrector for me when my chakras are out of whack.
Yeah, sometimes I tone.
Simple.
Sometimes I do toning, which helps, like, you know, different sounds.
Yeah.
Like high sounds.
Yeah, same type of thing.
Yeah, same concept. Yeah, same concept.
Yep.
Yeah.
Because, right, sound is a vibration, and we can't escape it. We can't, you know, sometimes a color, we can, you know, we can tune out a color, or we can, you know, imagine it a different way, but a sound wave or a vibration, you can't change. It's coming at you the way it's coming at you.
right, exactly.
So, but part of why things are uncomfortable are because you're shifting, and that is the first card that I have for you, and it says, your angels are your messengers, working at a higher frequency, and you are raising yours closer to meet them. This is a shift in your vibration, a shift in perception, and a shift in awareness, an awakening that will begin to reshape your life. So, again, you know, you are already a very connected person, you have some resistance or some fear about fully stepping in and embracing it and going with it. There's nothing scary about it, really.
Right.
It makes life easier.
Right.
And, you know, go for it. You know, it's time. They're pushing you now because you've been ready for too long. You know, eventually someone's going to push you off the cliff. If you don't jump on your own.
right.
You know, they're calling you to come on, step up, come be with us. You know, they want you to have fun. They want you to be happy. They want you to live life and love. And, you know, they're saying, come on. We're waiting.
Okay. I'm ready.
So tune in, you know, things are going to begin, you know, if you don't start to tap in, you know, now it's physically manifesting into some stomach pain because they're really trying to get your attention. And if you continue to ignore it, it's going to become worse, become something else, you know?
So
listen already.
Okay.
Did your mother repeat things a lot to you, Bryn? I feel like.
now and again, sometimes it happens.
And then I was also, I've been pulling cards from some different decks, but I was told to grab this one out for you because I thought you needed it, the Angel Guide Oracle, and I got Strength and Guidance, and I don't typically read from the book, but I can't not in this case.
Right.
Don't underestimate the power of your soul. You are a strong and resilient soul with the capacity to rise above any challenge. Divine intervention is taking place at this time. Whatever is occurring in your life is providing a real learning curve for your soul. You are becoming more and more aware of what will lead you to fulfill your purpose and what will divert you from joy. Your angel guide is encouraging you to recognize that the feelings that are coming to you are now coming to you now are guidance that will help you understand the steps that you need to take and the moves that you need to make in order to be aligned with abundance and support. Angels are encouraging you to dig deep and hold your station. If you are wondering what the next step is, know that it will be revealed in due course. Don't change your plans or your vision or your goals for anyone. This is not a time to take drastic action, but to remain committed and strong. Keep up the good work. Angels are encouraging you to recognize the power of your prayer and intentions at this time. Recognize, too, that angels are with you and willing to guide you on your journey. The universe itself is with you. If you trust in it, you will draw down the power of the cosmos, and the right steps will be revealed in such a way that it will be effortless for you to take them. Know that it's not your job or duty to know everything that's unfolding, just to take one step at a time until the solution and outcome are revealed. Have faith. Positive things are happening. So I just could not read that to you.
That's very helpful. That's very helpful. Thank you.
That's what Spirit has to say to you this week, Brent.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
And yeah, right. There's not really much more I can add to that, but get going before someone shoves you off the cliff, okay?
Okay. Yeah. All right.
I'll let Mary give you her message.
Okay, thanks, Liz. Thank you.
You're welcome. Have a great holiday, man.
Yeah, same to you. Yeah,
thank
happy
you.
New Year.
Hi, Liz. Oh, my gosh. Hi, Liz.
Hi.
I'm all out of balance here.
Oh,
those are beautiful messages, and it's so funny because as DC was reading, I had the balance card come out for you, and I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
She's saying exactly what you need, you know, what I pulled for the card. So,
yeah.
You know, the balance card came out for you, and it says, thank you, angels, for bringing my life into balance. So what they're trying to tell you is that they want you to create a schedule, you know, to keep yourself in line, finding balance between work, play, and family and social life, you know,
right.
And because they feel like you're trying to be everywhere at once. And they're coming in to guide you to balance your life, basically, you know. So, and then the other card that came out, I feel like DC spoke enough about the balance, so I'm not going to reiterate it. But, you know, just try to create a schedule because I noticed when I was, you know, working my regular job, I had a schedule. I had a notepad, and I knew exactly what I was going to work on that day or for the week, you know, create that schedule. So, you know, it's very it's part of being organized, too, and it helps you to get organized and not be, like, frazzled and stay in balance as well. So the next card that came out for you, which they want me to read from the book, is the Leap of Faith card. It says, I'm ready to take a leap, angels. Thank you for doing it with me. So they want me to say. So the general meaning of this card, the angels are encouraging you to make the change you've been pondering for a while. This change is absolutely guided, and even though you're not entirely sure what's going to happen next, if you take the leap with faith and trust in your heart, you'll be guided safely to the next step along your path. Your angels want you to visualize that you have wings on your back so that you can fly high like them. Now is the time. A leap of faith isn't about hoping something's going to turn out positive. It's knowing that it is. It's about trusting God and your angels to carry you safely to the ground. There are so many changes going on in your life right now, and you have the opportunity to move on to the next phase. This is an exciting time, so bring your angelic friends on the journey with you. They are desperate to be invited. So make sure you call in your angels. And as I was going to say, you know, you need to learn to trust God and let go. Here it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it said, the card said it, you know, trusting God and knowing that we all have a divine plan, you know, and you're being guided. So as are many of us, you know, we're being guided to do this light work. You know, take that leap of faith.
Oh, yeah, I talk to my angels a lot. I talk to Mother Mary and my mother, my grandmother, my dad. So I do a lot of dialogue, especially when my head hits the pillow at night. I kind of ask for help, divine help and healing, and also for other people in, you know, the house that I live in, my sister and my cat, you know, and
yeah.
all that. So, yeah, it's pretty daily that I pray, you know, just
yeah.
for, give me strength and guidance and you know, just to do the right thing. That's for my highest good, right?
Yes, and the highest good of all. Yeah,
right.
that's important for you and for all.
Right.
Because, you know, we're here to enlighten people and open up people's channels to be able
exactly.
to do this, because we are all born and able to do this. It's just remembering who we are.
Yeah, exactly.
So who we are meant to be, right?
Right.
It's helping right now awaken people. Mm-hmm. So, you know, calling in your angels. Don't forget to call in your angels as well. And your guardian
oh, yeah.
angels are always there waiting for you to ask them for assistance.
Uh-huh. No,
so I hope that
yeah,
helped, Bryn. And
oh, that,
thank you
no,
for
that was
calling.
Great.
And happy holidays.
Thank you.
Happy
holidays. Happy
holidays.
Mary and Liz and DC, I love all of you and thank you for all your support and your help.
We
and
love
happy
you
New
too,
Year.
Man.
Happy New Year to everybody there. Yeah.
As well.
Okay.
You
take
as
care.
Well. Thank you.
Bye. Bye now. Yeah.
Bye. Wow, that was beautiful. It's so nice to get like
yes.
the callers that we know as well, because, you know, just hearing their transformation, you know, just going through their transformation. It's really great. Are you guys ready to continue picking up callers?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. Area code 205, welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Hi, ladies. Yes, my first
Hi.
Name is Patricia. Thank you so much for taking my call. It is always a pleasure to not only be a part of the show and get to talk to you ladies, but to also get to listen to you and your guided messages to others, because I do really think that we all can use or share in different messages that you give to others sometimes apply to someone else. So a lot of the messages that you have been giving to others surely has applied to me. So thank you, thank you, thank you. My question tonight is, are there any significant messages from Spirit pertaining to the next couple of months in the new year for me? Please, and thank you.
Okay,
well,
thank
you
yes.
for listening in.
Yes, we're very,
Again,
very happy to have you with us. Thank you for everything
thank you.
You know, that you've said. We really appreciate it. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Patricia, this is DC. The first thing I was getting is, you know, you said about the next couple months, stay optimistic, okay?
Okay.
Because presently I feel like you're holding on to something and it needs to be released.
Mm-hmm.
There's like a little fear or something in regard to the future. So we're going to call an Archangel Michael, and he's going to cut any, you know, any attachments to fear that you have, okay?
Okay. Thank
and
you.
And that way you're going to, you know, you're going to feel a little bit more at peace. And he's also there, and he's saying, you know, there's some emotions that you have right now, too, that really don't serve you.
Mm-hmm.
So allow them to be healed as well. And I feel like, you know, maybe like you're taking on other people's energy too, you know, and there's no need for that, hon, okay? So when
okay.
you feel like that, a really simple technique that I use is I say Archangel Michael, if it's not mine, take it away. When you feel like you've been connecting with someone and you may have picked up like a little bit of their energy?
Yes.
Yeah, so you know, just say, Archangel Michael, if it's not mine, take it away. And it really does help. Because the cords that we have, if they're healthy cords, like to our family members, you know, the really healthy cords, they can never be cut. It's just the cords to others, you know, that are negative and they drain us a little bit, okay?
Okay. What is with communication? Because I just feel like something about, like, communication is, like, a little off. And I'm hearing you may need to refocus a little bit, hon.
Yes. Do you see or feel who that may be? It's a number of communications that's been going on. I can't pinpoint it one way or the other, but it's definitely
okay. Well, you just connect with the angels and help them, you know, so they'll help you to be able to communicate and get the proper message across to people, okay? Because I do feel like, you know, like the lines of communications, they are like a little bit, they're sort of like, I see them as like strings of Christmas lights and they're all tangled up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
We want to untangle them, of course, and be ready for, you know, all the good that's coming our way, all the good opportunities, all the good relationships, you know, everything like that. Okay, I did feel that Saint Germain came in. I don't know if you're aware of Saint Germain.
Yes.
Okay, and I was getting, you know, I am the violet flame of freedom. I breathe in God's light and blaze all negative emotions into love, light, peace, harmony, and abundance. So that's what, you know, that's what Saint Germain wanted you to have, okay? I am the violet flame of freedom. I breathe, you know, in God's light and blaze all negative emotions into love, light, peace, harmony, and abundance. It is done. Amen. And
amen.
I do feel like a little bit lighter just, you know, saying that.
Yes. I will replay the show and make sure I get listen to that.
And I'm getting like you're letting go of the old, whether they're old restraints, constraints, the angels are saying, you're making way for the new to come in. Okay? There's going to be really amazing changes coming your way. Okay? And you're going to be making choices, and these choices, they connect, like, long-term. So they'll be with you throughout a good part of your life. Okay? And the angels are saying, do not be afraid. Stand by your decisions. You know, you've got to take action, and you've got to trust that whatever decisions you make, they are right for you. Okay?
Yeah. Okay?
You know, go within, connect with your angels, connect with your intuition. And I'm getting, like, let go of the fear, because these changes are going to be, they are going to be wonderful. And they're going to bring in, you know, all these beautiful opportunities. Okay? And I feel like you're going through major life changes.
Yeah.
Okay, and the angels are saying, please don't worry. You know, be brave, stay optimistic. Everything is going to work out well for you. It truly is. And like I said, I just felt like Saint Germain, he just came like right in center stage there to help you. And he's saying, my beloved, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid of the darkness. Okay? And he's shining a light upon you. And he's asking you to follow the light and come out of the darkness, okay? So this may actually be a time of rebirth for you, hon.
Yeah.
Okay, so in actuality, there's nothing to be afraid of, and Archangel Michael is with you, and he's going to help you. Just call upon him as well. But I am getting, are you thinking about like a promotion or something? Because I'm getting maybe a promotion or a new position.
Well, yes, I received a call a couple of weeks ago about a job here that is more money, and of course it's still serving the people, serving my patients, and so that in itself is just so pleasing for me, because that's what I enjoy doing. But transportation has been a problem for me here, and so I'm in the looking to try and get a car maybe in the next couple of months.
Okay,
so,
well, ask the angels to come in and help you, because when you said like transformation was a problem.
I saw Archangel Ariel, and she's giving you a ride on a tiger, you know? So I feel like your transportation issues will be resolved.
Yes.
So don't hold on to that. Everything is working out for your highest and best because you've put the work in and you truly deserve all the good. You really do.
Yeah.
So if you have like any concerns, talk to your angels. You can talk to them like you're talking to us. You could write something down. You could talk in your head, okay? But I'm getting, just stay physically grounded because at the moment, your head feels like it's like in the clouds. Ginger is showing, my dog Ginger's coming in. She said, Mom, her head's in the clouds. So you've got to pay attention, okay? And make sure that you consciously stay grounded.
Yes.
Okay, and the angels are saying, you're going to have everything that you need, okay? And I'm feeling not only are you going to have everything, you're going to have more than you could have possibly hoped for, okay?
Oh, wow.
So it looks, your future looks beautiful and bright, but you did the work. So you truly deserve this, okay? So embrace this time. Let go of what no longer serves you and get ready for the new life that is waiting. Allow anything that you're holding on to, emotions or anything else, don't resist anything. Allow it to just surface. Okay?
Yeah.
And and do it on a daily basis if you feel something. Okay?
Okay.
And I don't know if you said like the I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity source desires. Because I feel like working with the violet flame is going to help as well.
Okay.
And the affirmation I got was, I am a being of violet fire. I am the purity source desires. I am a being of violet fire. I am a river of divine love. I am a being of the violet fire. I am a believer in sacred miracles. I am a being of the violet fire. And I am a receiver of manifested blessings. And I truly feel like you're going to have many blessings coming.
Oh, beautiful. I am definitely going to rewind the show back to
yeah, Patricia,
to
you've
write
done
down
the
affirmation.
Truly deserve all that's coming your way. God bless you. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. And if we don't
Thank
get to connect
you.
With you again before the holidays, God bless. And have a wonderful holiday season.
God bless. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hi, Patricia. It's Liz. And
Hi,
the first
Liz.
Card
Thank
I
you.
Told for you. Oh, you're welcome. And I did want to say, when you said you listen to the show and our messages, they sound like they're for everyone. It always is. There's always a piece of every message that resonates with all of us, So it's a good point to make that you could just listen to the show while you're working or whatever, and you might hear exactly what you need to hear that day, if you're not able to call in. So, a lot of times the collective is on, we're all going through the same thing in some way, some shape or form. So, a lot of times the messages do resonate with more than just the caller on the air. So thank you for mentioning that. But the first card I pulled for you is self-love. And it says, the light you harness within is that of the Holy Spirit. It was given to you before you were born. It is not something you earn or gather. You already have it. It is your gift. Embrace it to flourish. So, we're closing out this year. We're getting ready to make way into the new year. This is a good time for us to, let go of anything that we're holding on to from this year or prior. It's no longer serving us. To focus on ourselves and making sure that we're not in a selfish way, but in a making sure that we are taken care of. Every week when I finish singing bowls, I say, I thank everyone that comes to the meditation. I say, thank yourself for taking this time for self-care because self-care is essential. It's not selfish. It's needed. It's just as important as brushing our teeth. If we don't make sure that we feel our best and that our cup is full every single day, we are no good at helping the people that we need to help. So we have to take care of us first in that respect. We need to create healthy boundaries where we say, okay, I get up and
these are the things I have to do for me for my day to go smooth, right? And show ourselves the love that we would show, that we've shown to our children, right? Like we've put our children first and made sure they were the most important thing. It's our turn to be the most important thing. It's always our turn to be the most important thing, you know, and to love ourselves the most. Because if we don't love ourselves, who's going to?
We'll.
You know, so make sure that you're doing some, you know, it's time to celebrate, you know, whether it was a good year or a bad year, it's either over or you've accomplished stuff, but it's time to start new. So give yourself a little treat. Even if you don't have money, you know, just do something simple, like buy yourself that candy bar you like, you know, and just sit in some quiet, mindful time and enjoy it, savor it, you know, like make it special. It doesn't have to be huge or expensive, but, you know, treat yourself. Tell yourself, you know, I'm done with all the stuff that is holding me down, all the crap that I'm holding on to. I just want to get rid of it, you know, and ask your angels to take it away, to release it from you. Again, you can write it down to get it out, all those things, but let them take it away, you know. We've gone through so much in the last year and a half, 2 years almost, that we want to shed our skin, right? We want to be free. And I think we've all learned, like, the real value of life, too, right? We're all ready to do something different. So let's get prepared. Let's focus on what we want, on what we want to bring into our lives, you know? And that's the biggest form of self-love is envisioning what we want and making it a priority and making sure that we're taken care of in full. And the second card I got for you is every seed must be planted in darkness in order to bloom. So the dark times are almost over. You know, we all have to go through this period where we think it's the worst time in our lives. Have to go through it, but well, we do. We all go through it sometimes. And you know, we think that there's no more I can take, right? And what do they say? It's always darkest before the dawn. So, you know, we all have to be planted in order to be a beautiful, vibrant plant. You got to go down deep in the dirt, and that's what nourishes you and helps you to grow. If you didn't go through all that darkness, you wouldn't be able to blossom into the beautiful flower that you're going to become. You know, all those wounds, all those stories, those are all things that help to get us, to nourish us and help us blossom and become, you know, write our best chapter yet. So you have beautiful things coming, and I think you should take the rest of this year to just, you know, think about the things that you're done with and intentionally say, I'm over this. I don't want to hold on to it anymore. I'm releasing it. I'm letting it go. You know, maybe clear out a little bit of clutter in your house. You know, clean out a utensil drawer or something that has too many kitchen gadgets. You know, little things, because it's not always we physically mirror our emotional life. So, you know, maybe there's just a little clutter stuffed away somewhere in a closet. Clean out that closet. And let it go, right? And it's funny that emotionally, there'll be some emotional release, too, when you get rid of that stuff. It'll make you feel better that you took care of it and it's done with. You know, and then just think about what you want to come, what you're looking forward to, what do you want to have going forward. And it's all going to come. It went right out of my head. There was something when you were talking about the car, and I can't remember now. I should have wrote it down. but things are, it was good stuff. Things are coming. You know, you have, there's positive things on the way to you, but just let go of this old stuff. You know what I mean? We need to let go of the old stuff to make room for the new stuff.
Yes.
And, you know, if you're verbally saying now, I'm tired of holding on to this, I'm ready to let it go, then go ahead. What are you waiting for? Say, I'm done. Take it away.
Yes.
because
yes.
you're ready. You're ready to just find out where life is taking you. You're ready to grow into that beautiful, you know, flower and blossom. And spring is just around the corner.
I am. Yes.
I'm glad to hear it.
So beautiful.
You're welcome. I'm going to pass you over to Mary so she can give you her message as well. Have a great
Thank
Christmas,
you.
Patricia.
You as well.
Hi, Patricia.
Well,
thank you.
Hi, Mary. Thank you so much.
Hi. You're welcome. Well, all I had to say, well, those are beautiful messages. I have a
yes.
solar light upgrade for you because I pulled out my new deck, which is the Gateway of Light Activation by Kyle Gray. It just came out in late November. So, and
yes.
the card that came out for you was the solar plexus. So they're upgrading you to, you know, for self-confidence, self-esteem. Before I read the card, I wanted to say something about what Liz said, like releasing the clutter and purging. I feel like it's a good thing to purge because you're not only helping yourself, right, because you're clearing what no longer serves you, but you're also helping others. You know, what I've been doing is I've been, before year end, like this week, before the end of this week, I'm clearing out my closet and just getting rid of stuff that I haven't even looked at for a whole year. Like the summer clothes I didn't wear, I'm just going to donate them. I didn't wear them, so I don't miss them. So you know what? Someone could use them. And it's just, you know, it just makes you feel better. And it's just amazing. You know, you clean out, you purge, but at the same time, you're helping others as well. Because, you know, there's so many people that lost everything. Just recently with all these tornadoes. So, you know, it's really good to give back, you know, and it's twofold, basically, because it helps you and it helps them, you know. And then thank you for all the beautiful messages you said. And I do agree that, you know, the show is for everyone, even though you're not, you know, I don't pick you up. You know, I've listened to DC's show that she does on, I believe, on Fridays and Sundays. And the same thing, you know, like I pick up things and, you know, when you release together. Like if someone is releasing, you say the same words and it helps you as well. So it's so great. Thank you for mentioning that for the other callers to listen to as well. So this is the message. So it's called the Solar Light Upgrade. And it's for the solar plexus chakra for inner fire and willpower. The solar plexus chakra is found just above the belly button in the pit of your stomach. It's the energetic gateway that governs our gut, our instincts, and our energetic level, our willpower and drive. This space can be described as the glowing sun. It is a space of warmth that gives us the necessary focus and energy to fulfill our purpose and realize our dreams. When the solar light gateway opens, our solar plexus becomes an infinite well of being in the pit of our being. This is a source of daily inspiration and ancient wisdom. When we feel our willpower increasing, we are remembering that we have prepared for many incarnations for the opportunities we now have today. So to connect, they want you to place both hands on the pit of your stomach, so you can do that now. Patricia.
Okay.
Breathe to them, visualizing a great fiery light switching on, and call on your solar power up and out. And then the message of the card they want to give you is the light of the great central sun is shining upon you, activating you to push onward and create. This is a perfect time to move forward with projects, goals, and intentions. Align your energy with whatever it is you are ready to create and experience in your life. Focus on what you are ready to grow and where you are ready to expand. As you focus on your goals, you are giving them energetic encouragement to flourish and open, like the warm summer sun kissing the ground, encouraging the flowers to grow and bloom. That's the sunlight that has arrived for you. It's here in you now. Wow, that's so beautiful.
That is very beautiful. Ooh. Oh, my, thank you.
I got chilled from head to toe, and I feel like not only the solar, but, like, my heart expanded with that message for you. So that's beautiful.
Yes, very beautiful. Thank you so much.
You're
my God.
So welcome.
Yes.
So I hope give us a call back, Patricia, and let us know how everything is going with you. And have a happy and healthy new year and happy holidays as well.
Thank you. Thank you so much. I love you, all three of you, Mary, Lynn, Cece. I love you, ladies. Happy holidays to you. Many, many blessings. And, again, thank you, you earth angels, for your beautiful service. Thank you, ladies.
Aw, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling.
Thank you. Wow,
beautiful.
How beautiful.
Beautiful calls. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
A lot of love.
And
such
beautiful messages and so in sync with one another. I love that synchronicity that we have when we're on. And, ladies, we have 13 more minutes. Do you want to take one caller? One more caller?
I think we better.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. No problem. Area code 651. Welcome to Angel Answers. Can I have your first name?
Yeah, this is Christiana calling again.
Hi, Christiana. How are you today? Do you have a question for us?
Yeah, I'm okay. My question is basically, like, what am I supposed to be doing with myself in my life? I know it's kind of a broad question, but as specific as I can get.
This is DC. I have to ask you because before you came on, I was hearing relationship. I was hearing soulmate. Are you looking for a relationship? Are you in a relationship?
I'm in a relationship.
Okay.
Currently.
Okay, because I feel there's something maybe that needs a little bit of healing is what I'm getting, but you have a beautiful, beautiful connection.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I agree, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I'm getting, make sure that you have, like, the lines of communication, keep them open. Okay, and I feel like, I don't feel like there's anything big, but I just feel like there's something that needs to be cleared up a little bit, and that'll help you to go forward. I'm hearing the word challenge, and when I heard the word challenge, Archangel Jophiel came in, and, she was saying that, you are feeling challenged right now. She wants to come in and help, lift you up, and, I see all this beautiful pink energy going into your heart chakra, and she's saying, I'm here, and I can give you immediate assistance, okay? So
okay.
She wants to come in and, clear whatever energy it is and really to help you to go forward, okay? So I feel like you have, a couple of archangels with you. I see Archangel Michael, and he's here as well, and I'm getting that he wants to help you to get back into balance. You have the ability for success. Okay. I'm getting you're creative. What do you do creatively?
Creatively?
Yeah.
I've been painting almost every day. That's been my goal lately.
Okay.
Or doing some
form
of art. Well,
he likes what been doing. He really loves it, He loves the colors and he loves, energy. So I feel like, you can go far with your painting, hun, okay? I feel like, you've got something there that's absolutely beautiful.
Thanks.
So just keep going forward, and I'm getting, there's going to be many opportunities, maybe to place your work somewhere. But I feel like, the angels are with you, and they're going to stay with you to help you to keep going and take the action needed, okay? And,
know, this is a time that, you know, going forward like this can really change your life. That's what I have. I'm going to turn you over to the other ladies. God bless, and I hope you have a very blessed holiday season, hon.
Thanks, you too.
Thank you.
Hi, Christiana, it's Liz.
Hi.
You asked the question, what am I supposed to do with my life? I heard, well, what do you want to do? Why are you leaving it up to everyone else? What do you want to do? That's what you need to decide. When DC started talking about your artwork, you know, the funny thing about art is when we do things creatively in an expressive way, a lot of times we're always our harshest critics, we judge ourselves, you know, very harshly. Funny thing is that a lot of times what we may not grasp or that we think is just, it's not our best work or whatever, somebody else out there is just going to love it, which is the cool thing about art. and so, you know, you have to figure out what it is that you really want to do, that you, you know, and who cares how silly or, like, out of this world it seems, because guess what? If you want to do something, you can. Dream big, because the angels will deliver you whatever you want. You just have to ask them for it. And, you know, there's going to be naysayers. There's going to be people that don't agree with what you're doing. There's going to be people that say, oh, that's crazy. But you know what? When it all works out, you don't even have to say anything. Because if you really want to do something and you set your mind to it, you can achieve it. I pulled two cards for you, and the first one says, the change is within you. Find your inner strength. So find your courage. Find your, you know, the pit of your stomach, your solar plexus. Get your confidence. And, you know, put your artwork up on Etsy. Put your artwork, you know, I don't know if you live in a city where you, you know, could go out maybe and set up artwork at a street fair or a farmer's market or whatever, because I think you're going to be shocked at what happens at the response. And if that's what you want to do, claim it. Say, I want to do this. I want to be an artist. I want to sell my work.
Yeah, I guess I got kind of discouraged because I was trying to do, like, the psychic readings and life coaching and stuff, and that didn't go as good as I wanted it to. I'm intuitive, but, you know, it just, and I tried to, be able to earn some money doing what, you know, I enjoyed, and it just didn't pan out, so
well,
I wasn't able to get enough clients.
I'm trying to think of, I can't remember her name. So you like doing that stuff, and guess what? There's a way to incorporate it with painting. You know, you can do intuitive painting for people, connect with their energy. I actually have a friend locally here that she goes to, like, psychic fairs and things, and she does spirit paintings with people. And we actually are 3 years strong. I'm due to get my third one. That she does one for me every year. And it's not a big canvas.
Oh.
You know, it's a little, it's not here in my room. I'd say it's not the, you know, standard size canvas. It's maybe, 14 by 18 or whatever. This is a smaller one. You know, it's just a small one. Sometimes she just uses the flat canvases. And she just looks at you and she just paints whatever comes to her. And she sees, and they're gorgeous. I mean, they're colors and they're, you know, it's not anything in particular, but it's a painting of your spirit. It's what she sees when she looks at you. So, you know, take
your
gift and use it in an out of the box way, because it's gorgeous. You know, the spirit paintings are absolutely gorgeous. And you know, there's so much you could do with it. When you put your creativity and your passion, when you lead with that and that's what you go in with, guess what? You attract everyone else to your circle because you have so much enthusiasm for what you're doing or what you want to do that you make them want to do it too. So, you know, play around. Figure it out. You know, decide what works for you. You know, experiment with a couple of friends that'll let you maybe paint your spirit and see how it goes. You know, it may not be that exactly, but I bet it's something similar for sure. And the other thing is, the other card I got for you is give your angels permission to enter your life. So make sure that you're asking for your angels to come in and show you and tell you and give you a sign. Have them help you a little bit to find the perfect niche. You know, ask them, what is it that I'm supposed to be doing? Show me the way, you know, send me the ideas. Show me the words. You know, ask them to show you in a dream, whatever, however it is that works for you to connect with them. But ask them to come into your life, because they can't just come in and show you or direct you without you asking them to, because we have free will here. But if you want them to help you find what you're supposed to be doing, say, angels, I want you to show me. I'm asking you to come in and show me the way. Show me the sign. Point me in the direction. And they will. They'll lead you right where you need to be. So, you know, make it a practice the next couple of weeks to ask them to come in and show you and point you. And I guarantee you, people will start showing up that are just the people you need to meet to do what you want to do. And again, you know, ask them to show you what it is you're supposed to be doing. Where is it that you're going to be successful? Because there's a lot of ways you can incorporate artwork and doing this that we do, all kinds of ways. I mean, there's Oracle card creators that need artists all the time, right? There's so many possibilities. Really, truly, there are. And, you know, who knows what you haven't even thought of that hasn't been created yet either. So, you know, put your desires out there. Tell them, you know, ask them to come in and help you and show you and, you know, lead you, because they're not going to steer you wrong. They want the best for you. They want you to get your highest potential and your best good. And they're just waiting for you to ask so they can show you, really. And I can't wait, because I have goosebumps about what's going to come of this. You're really going to tap into your creativity where you're so happy. And then you're just going to blow people's minds with what you do. So I can't wait to hear. I can't wait to hear, because it's going to be it is something that hasn't been thought of yet. So
okay.
I'm excited for you. All right. And I'm going to pass you over to Mary.
Thank
if
you.
Don't
run out of time.
You're welcome.
Okay.
Hi, Christiana. My message is simple. I love the messages that the ladies gave you as well. And the message that I picked from the Soul's Journey lesson card is self-esteem. And that's the most important thing that we need, right? Having self-esteem is being able to, like, believe in ourselves, you know? And I believe that you would benefit being on your solar plexus. So that solar plexus, maybe re-listening to the show and the solar plexus that I did with the previous caller, Patricia. I don't know if you were listening in, but, you know, if you do that, that would help you as well, because they wanted me to tell you that. And then the message that came out, it says, I possess gifts of the soul that benefit me and others. And they want you to say that. I possess gifts of the soul that benefit me and others. And just write it out for yourself. And it is easy to perceive others as being better than you. This is a trap of the ego. There is no one greater or lesser than you. There are only those who have learned how to reveal their gifts to a greater or lesser degree. Everyone is born with unique abilities of the soul. And just like snowflakes, no two are ever alike. You have a unique perspective to share with the world, and have come back this time to put your stamp on it. I am so chilled, Christiana, from this, and I had underlined it when Stacey was giving you her message. I am chilled from head to toe to put your stamp on it. Like, your name, I feel, I have a canvas in front of me of the Brooklyn Bridge, but I feel like I see this canvas and you having a stamp right on the right-hand side, lower right-hand side. I'm just like, wow, it's so amazing. Mm-hmm. And then it says, perhaps you may not be aware or even in tune with your incredible and gifted self. Why not try to make a list of 10 aspects of yourself or abilities you possess that you love and hold in high regard? It is not always easy to write about yourself, but sometimes you need to be reminded just how special you are. Remember that you did not come down to this schoolroom by accident. You chose it. You have meaning and a reason for being here. You are a treasure chest of incredible gifts and insights. Now is the time to celebrate you. I am so, like, happy for you, Christiana, because this is such an amazing, like, card to get. I mean, yes, you have to work on your self-esteem, but the amazing part about it is that you are so incredibly gifted, and you just have to believe it and know it. One thing that came out that I wanted to tell you was I wrote your name next to being grateful and saying thank you, because I wrote that for someone else. And I said it to someone else, but as we know, nothing is by coincidence, right? So the angels and your guides want you to be grateful for what you have, and saying thank you every day and being grateful is really important. And get onto Facebook if you're not, and show your beautiful paintings. I mean, because I have a lot. You have been? Okay, because I have a lot of friends that do that, and you'd be surprised how many people love, you know, our intuitive artwork. Speaking of artwork, this card has, like, a mandala on it, and it's so beautiful. You know, it has a circle, and it has, like, beautiful flowers around it. So, you know, I don't know if you paint mandalas, but this card deck has a lot of those. And I was just guided to pick it for you. So I don't know if that has any meaning or it should have a meaning. Yeah, so, I mean, perhaps painting them, because, I mean, we all, love mandalas. So, you know, painting them and selling them as well on canvas, that would be amazing. I mean, I'm just being guided to tell you that. So I hope that helps, Christiana, and make sure that you listen back to that solar plexus that I gave the previous caller before I picked you up, so that you can do that, because it really is going to help you with the self-esteem. And remember that you have amazing gifts. You possess beautiful gifts of the soul. So show them out there. Don't be afraid.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. Thank you for calling, and happy holidays, and happy new year as well.
You too. Mm-hmm.
Okay, bye. Wow, so we've come to the end of our show, ladies. What a great show.
Show, yeah, the energy was so amazing. My goodness, so much love.
I am so excited. Yeah, so much love.
Well,
my goodness.
You know, we should say we normally mention things like this, but we're coming into the end of the year and the full moon, and you know, and most people that are full moon watchers, they're not doing their regular stuff. They're not doing moon water and all that. They're really just letting everything go, releasing. It's all about releasing.
Mm-hmm.
It's the end of the year. People aren't trying to manifest anything right now. We're just that we no longer want in our lives, let it go, you know, clear the clutter and, make way for all the beautiful new beginnings that are coming for us in 2022. So
that's beautiful,
Liz. That's
so
true.
It's space for all the, all the amazing things that want to come forward. And there's a very, very positive shift coming, and I'm getting, it's going to be a year filled with love. But it's going to be like a higher love, It's beautiful.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Really, really beautiful.
For sure. So, all right, ladies.
Oh.
It was so great to be here. Oh, I feel so much better than I did 2 hours ago.
I know. Me too. Thank you. I love you, ladies. Have a great evening. And
you
we'll
too.
See
love
each other.
You.
Talk next week.
Yeah, see you next
week. Yeah, good night, everyone.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Good night, everyone. Thank you.